You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Final thoughts here on this Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And again, if you're looking for Dog Pound Drive, it is back. The official Browns pregame party back this season kicks off 304 every Browns home game on the south side of First Energy Stadium. Enjoy beer, food trucks, music from DJs, live bands beginning at 5 p.m. Plus, kids can play on the all-new Browns inflatable and grab a ride on the zipline. That's
now our pregame
only for
our,
a night game.
Is our pregame show going to be moved down there?
That's what I've heard.
That's what you heard.
So we're going to go from the draft room or the balcony over on the north side of the stadium, and we're going to be down in Dog Pound Drive.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't know, but somebody needs to tell me.
So I didn't get a memo about that, but
okay.
You do know about that, Dino?
I don't. I did not get a memo about that.
I think sometimes we're the last to find out everything.
Did you guys know that the most elusive player in the NFL never played the game?
Before, I hadn't heard.
Before just a couple of weeks ago, Matt Wilhelm. What would it be like if you were with the Niners right now and you had a guy who never played football, who was on a rugby team, and every week came in and made like highlight reel crazy plays? Would people be like, oh, man.
You know what? It'd be the same thing. We'd be talking about – we'd have the same type of hype if Terrell Pryor actually practiced and played in some games and made plays.
Okay.
It'd be the same type of hype that we have centered around Terrell Pryor, but him not practicing would be centered around him.
But he's played the game.
But he's played the game, Matt.
But he's never played wide receiver.
Caught one touchdown as a wide receiver, or it was a two-point conversion
or
something.
No, he was a quarterback.
He caught one.
He was a quarterback, though.
Yeah, but they put him
out
wide.
But he was a quarterback.
But he played the game.
But he was a quarterback.
And he's elusive.
He had a 91-yard touchdown run against the Pittsburgh Steelers as a member of the Oakland Raiders. As a quarterback, yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
He did. I'd like to have that kind of hype. Wouldn't it be great if Terrell Pryor was making those highlights? Be fantastic. All right, the Browns return to work tomorrow. Getting the preparations, a little game planning will be implemented, and we're going to talk with Matt tomorrow about what that means. But let me tell you what. This is an exciting week. Final dress rehearsal. Listen, Matt, final dress rehearsal for the Cleveland Browns against the Bucs this Saturday down in Tampa. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys, for our producer, Dave DiNatale, and for, of course, the great legend, Matt Wilhelm. I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Coach's show tonight. Coach Pett, interesting stuff. 7 o'clock on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
He's played the game.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.